It feels like ages. Episode 10. We're new year is on the horizon. New beginnings. 2022. We're all excited.
2022.
My lucky number's 2.
Is it?
Yeah, I say that, but it's never really brought me much luck. 2022. I can't believe that. I know. What year did we meet in? 2020.
Yeah.
We have known each other for 2 years.
That's mad. No, it's not 2 years yet. It's a year and a half. It's a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Because we met in the summer.
Pretty wild. For how many times we've been together in person versus how many conversations we've had. That is true.
I mean, we haven't been together much. However, you do have to realise it's in such bizarre times. We met in bizarre times. It's still bizarre times.
Oh God, yeah.
So, what, maybe like 5 or 6, 7? I don't know.
I have to say, I hit my COVID fatigue on Christmas Eve. That was it for me.
Did you?
I was like, do you know what? I'm fucking done with this. I mean, it did take me 2 years to get to this point.
I can't stress to you, I was in isolation up until Christmas Day. My boyfriend was in isolation until the 27th, so I couldn't really leave him. Oh my God, yeah, did you see that his dad made the paper?
Oh my God, I saw it on Ali, shout out to Ali, who we love. I saw it on Ali's Instagram story. Did he bring him a Christmas dinner?
Yeah, it was a 3 hour round trip and he brought Christmas dinner. I know.
Did he bring you one?
Yeah, he's actually looking at me through. He must have heard me looking through the door, pointing, going.
That's so funny. That's such a nice story. That's heartwarming.
I know. Like, so firstly, he didn't anticipate that it was going to go viral. And then, if you missed this, by the way, there was a story. You might have seen it on your Scottish Patter page. You might have also seen me arguing with everyone in the comment section, because I just love to do that, especially when they're trolls. Callum's dad drove 3 hours to basically bring us Christmas dinner. It was very kind, and he put it up on Twitter and then didn't include me in the tweet or anything like that. So this was all his own work, just in case, you know, anyone thinks that I didn't even get to retweet it. He told me that I wasn't allowed to. He was like, I don't want it to gain any traction, because he hates that. He's always like that. Don't tag me on Instagram. I don't want people to follow me. And I'm like, right, fine. So then, yeah, it just went nuts. Got thousands of likes, and then Glasgow Live, Daily Record and The Sun all jumped on it.
Who were you arguing with in the comments?
Oh, everyone, Roisin. People are being
about
like, they're trolling.
What is this
like,
to argue
so,
about?
Okay, hold on, I'm going to read you a few. Callum's tweet was, stuck in the flat for Christmas Day and my dad drives through from Dundee with a whole Christmas dinner with instructions because I'm an idiot. What an incredible man. Very lucky to have him. People still manage to find the negative. I do not understand. What are you doing, right? If you're a troll, like, what are you doing with your life? Why? Why? The Kinky Ninja, shout out to you, man. He said, maybe if you have a jobby, Martin, your dad can wipe your ass for you too, Martin. Which I actually laughed at.
That's quite funny.
I know. So I laughed at that one. And then somebody else said, shout out to Harry as well. Just going through the most toxic and hateful comment section I've seen in a while. Don't mind me.
Why is it so bad? And people are so bitter and jealous. This is because nobody would bring them a Christmas dinner when they were in
Let me see. Oh, here we are. Somebody said, cool story, bro, smell shite. And I said, I can confirm, Dave, it was one big elaborate lie for likes on the Scottish Patter page. Guy's a fraud and his dad sells Avon when he's not selling Christmas dinners. There's just loads. Yeah, so that kind
You've
of stuff.
You've been in the house,
you know,
too
I mean?
Long. That's so funny.
I know.
That people would... I hate that whole, like... This is why, as I talk about in every podcast, why I don't have Twitter. Because I feel like if you tweet something that's worthy of tweeting, people just go, didn't happen.
Yes!
It fucking did happen. Shut up. It's such
I know.
Unimaginative shit.
Although,
power.
Did you see the TikTok of the girl that went viral like in the last like 24
was
hours?
With
and
the
she's
boyfriend?
Like, no, the Molly May one.
No.
She put, just me tagging Molly May in every picture where I wear her
that.
PLT stuff. And she slipped into my DMs. No. But then when you actually look, it wasn't
was
real.
It was fake.
Yes!
I know, I saw that as well. But then I feel like, probably if Molly May was going to approach you, she wouldn't just DM you. I saw another one on talking of TikTok drama of a girl, and it was like bringing my boyfriend from the south of France to like my to have Christmas with me in America, and she lived in like fucking I don't know Iowa or somewhere, and a girl made a TikTok about her and said, that's funny that your boyfriend is from the south of France because he actually used to go out with my friend and he's American. And
oh no,
like, I know, and it was real.
Oh.
And I was like, that is, you do not know who you're sleeping with. That has been my feed of TikTok. I do love a bit of TikTok drama. But then you always do find out it's not real.
But then I also thought, why the hell am I in the comment section of a TikTok with a girl that got a DM from Molly May? Because I also didn't believe it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had that moment of like, cast it out, get out of the comment section.
I always feel like doing? The comments on TikTok are funnier than that, the video. They're always funnier.
I know. It's weird because it's like shifted. It used to be Facebook was bad for negative comments. Then it shifted to Twitter. Now it's on Instagram. TikTok, I mean, they can be quite savage on there as well, but it's coming. It's going to get worse.
I just think most of them are funny, but I just feel like on Twitter there's such a breed of like,
didn't happen.
Thank you, Barry from Scunthorpe. I can't
believe your profile picture, which is a football crest.
Yeah. That's so nice of Callum's dad. What a legend. He's a real hero of Christmas.
Do you know, we could do a whole podcast on Jed. He's a nice guy.
Oh my God, is he called Jed? Yeah. He's called Jed.
Oh my God.
Wait, what does he look like?
Two Jeds in a pod.
What does he look like?
He's got greyish hair. You got to see him. Somebody said he looked like a Tory. He's not a Tory, by the way. I just wanted to confirm that he's not a Tory.
My dad has grey hair. I wouldn't say he looks like a Tory. My dad looks like somebody, he dresses quite off the wall, shall I put it? Dad, if you listen to this. Mm-hmm. Looks like
very Vans.
Yeah, or like very, like he looks like somebody that could be on the marketing team for Ben and Jerry's. That's what I have to say about my dad. Like red round glasses.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was in that picture with you at Christmas time, actually.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so we don't have the same dad. Since you have been in isolation, I've not even asked you, are you still going to go to NOIC?
Well, there is a story with that question, but because we have a guest this episode, I'll save it for the next. Bit of drama.
Leaving us hanging.
I'm going to attempt to go to New York on the 1st of January.
Oh, that is the best New Year's Day ever. You are really starting off 2022 right. I'm jealous.
Well, Roisin, when you're stuck in isolation, you're always like, do you know what? I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here.
It changes you. It changes you as a person.
Okay, we can talk all this stuff in the next episode. We're going to hit off the year, just Roisin and I, just shooting the breeze, reflecting. Yeah.
We should do a reflection upon 2021. But I'll say this before the next episode. Here's my teaser. It's not been a good year for me. It's not been an especially bad year. It's been a year of nothingness. I feel like I've stayed stagnant. I've been making big moves in 2022.
What a tease for the next episode. It's going to be good.
I'll be reinventing myself.
This episode.
No, we're doing it at the same time. That's kind of fun. We have Superstar DJ / Air Fryer extraordinaire Ben Nicky.
When it's not some form of half lockdown, he plays to thousands every weekend. He did kind of, did you notice that he did the kind of drop, like, I'm the most, what was it, the, what would you call it?
Oh yeah,
top 10 most travelled.
Yeah, most like frequent flyers, yeah.
Yeah.
He's ruining the planet one flight at a time. But we actually recorded this when we thought he was going to be DJing in Glasgow on Boxing Day. So it's postponed until March, so you can have this nice and early.
So without further ado, we'll just kick things off with our chat with DJ and producer Ben Nicky.
And Air Fryer.
Woo! Ben, how are you getting on?
I'm really well, thank you.
Good. And you just said you flew back from where?
It's a place called Minehead, like it's in Somerset, which is where I'm actually from. I live in Northern Ireland now, but I'm from like Somerset, which is like farmer land basically in England.
All the way to this podcast. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I'm still touring every week, but at the moment it's more, like I said, UK, America. Before, I was in the top 10 most travelled people on British Airways in the whole of the UK.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was doing
That's
like 600.
Such a flex.
I think it was 600,000 miles a year I was doing, which is like round the, like to the moon, not the moon, but like round the world, sorry, like 30 times or something, or 20 times. I can't remember.
You must have
I was on EasyJet today, though. Like, it was an easy one, you know?
Stay humble.
Sat at the front, bacon roll, thank you. There we go.
Quite right.
Like a well-known thing someone said, I think it was Judge Jules, actually, you would know of. Like Judge Jules years ago said to me that you earn your money in the air. Like, people don't see, like, the amount of travel. Just to go and play an hour set, like, the amount of travel that you spend in the air, like, or, you know, in a hotel room. It's very lonely. So that's really, like, you need to have, like, your comforts when you can. And it really helps your mental health as well. A few of the other DJs ages ago, we kind of started this support network where we all kind of talk to each other quite regularly. And it's really, really good. Like, it's kind of like, you know, especially since the Avicii thing happened, you know, like everyone, we all kind of just like talk to each other if we're in a bad place or whatever. And people don't see that side of it. They think, oh yeah, it's amazing life. You go around and make all this money from, you know, playing tunes and getting smashed all the time, which is, you know, when you first start, that's all you think of. But when it's your job and it's every week, it's pretty tough on the body. Like,
see your friends, like how you were saying, like you've not seen them for ages and stuff. Do they have like quite normal jobs, or do they like do the same things as you?
Like, I was quite independent when I was younger, and then when I first started doing well, they kind of faded away a little bit, like my local friends, so to speak. And I actually, I'm like I said, I'm from Cornwall, and I moved to a place called Swindon, which is near Bristol, just to be near the airport. So I was traveling every week, so I need to live near the airport. So I kind of created a brand new group of friends. And like last night, for example, when I played at Cream, like my friend Nick, who I've been mates with for years, since I moved to Belfast, I haven't seen him. And he yesterday, when I was there, because he lives near, came down to the show, blah blah blah. So I kind of have friends, and because I go all around the world, I have friends in every city that I kind of contact. A bit
That's
of a fair
nice.
weather friendship, but yeah, I have like friends in every city that I've made over the years, and we kind of just pick up our relationship whenever I'm there. But no, in terms as you get older, you know what it's like, you just kind of fade away from some of your closer friends from when you're
Yeah.
younger, and you kind of have like those two or three like legend mates that are just always there. So
Especially if your lifestyle is so different from like people that
yeah.
you grew up with, it's hard to like, you're just not having the same experiences, so it's harder to relate to people when you're like living this completely different life.
I get quite embarrassed as well because, like you said, I don't like the whole money side of things. Like, I mean, like, I was supposed to go to Dubai this week because we had a week off. And I'm just like, I forget my friends because I can't do that normal thing. And then sometimes I'm a little bit desensitized to the lifestyle, just like doing normal things. Yeah, it can kind of be embarrassing. I come from nothing, you know, like, I used to sell TVs in Comet, you know, like that was my job. And I sold washing machines. And then I was a car
Wow.
salesman. So, yeah, like, I literally came from like earning minimum wage for like the years, and then obviously went to being like a worldwide DJ and stuff. It doesn't change anything. Like I said this to people, is like you really, when you're like you're thriving to be somewhere, I find that like when I was like younger and I was just first started DJing, I always like aspired to be a certain level and then be like you're rich and all this stuff, successful. But then when you get there, you're still not happy. Like you always want more. I think that's the trait of a successful person, is you always want more. So no matter what you've got, you're not happy. So like lockdown really, like this is a weird, like today this is really adult chat, but I was more excited today about coming home and using my air fryer that I've just bought, which I think
Oh, did you
really
get a Black
holds.
Friday one?
What's a Black Friday
So,
one?
like an air fryer in the Black Friday deal.
Oh
That this
no.
is 'cause, well, I recently got an air fryer as well. So
Yeah,
we can talk about it if you want.
I got a Ninja one. Everyone told me to get a Ninja one.
They're the best ones.
And it's got two drawers, and I swear, like I have had more fun than that than I would like partying. I enjoy air frying, love it, like literally addicted.
That's where you get your kicks.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Ben Nicky, air fryer. Maybe that's what we
Yeah.
could call the podcast.
But I did mess up Brussels sprouts about an hour ago before I came on here. Absolutely, yeah. I didn't realize you're supposed to boil them first and then put them in the air fryer. I just whacked them straight in.
I would have
Oh
done
my
that as
God, that
well.
gives me real bad memories of I was helping out my auntie like when I was younger. She was a home carer. So she dropped me off at this old man's house and she was like, right, you need to make his lunch. And I was like, right, okay, cool. He couldn't really speak, you know, like so everything was with hands and stuff. So he was like
You on
pointing to
your own
his,
with him?
yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like a really worrying story.
Yeah,
No,
this
it's
is definitely
okay.
not
He
allowed.
survived. He won't be with us anymore. But when I was there, I was like, right, what would you like? And he's pointing to his carrots. So I chopped up his carrots and put them in the microwave. I didn't know you were to boil them either.
What did they come out like? I wouldn't know what that would that would that
No, he
not do the
freaked out
trick?
and he ended up making them himself. But he was like,
It was still soften them though, wouldn't it?
no, I don't think
Yeah,
so. No,
I
you
would have
need at
thought
least
that.
some steam on those.
Oh, is it?
He made them himself.
So I didn't last as a home carer for much longer. And Ben, right, we want to talk about nags because I feel like we always do this. We end up talking for ages and we don't go
Yeah,
right into it, but
we
we'd like
forget the
to.
format of our
We
own
do forget
podcast,
that.
but
Oh,
we do actually.
I've got 2 weeks off, mate. We can sit here all day, whatever you want.
Chancha. Ben, give us your first nag, something that is just pissing you off right now, something that really annoys you. We want to know.
Oh, my first nag, something that really annoys me. It is people that brag on social media. They don't live to the lifestyle that they portray. That's what I don't like.
Okay.
I'm talking about like people that go out and you know, like hold up bottles of Grey Goose for their mates, you know, like in the boat, and then have a hashtag like, you know, living the dream and stuff like that. It's 20 quid. What I'm trying to say is I don't like people that go out and try and like act up big and then make everyone feel insecure about themselves. I think in social media now, a lot of like, especially girls as well, feel really insecure because they feel that they have to be a certain way and stuff, and people should just be themselves. And I can't, it's really hard to explain what I mean,
I know
but
exactly what
no,
you
it's no,
mean.
we know exactly what
Yeah.
you mean. I
It's
think
the same when influencers do like the £5,000 hauls or like £1,000
Yeah.
hauls and then they send it all back. Because then people think, well, I should be spending 5 grand on clothes or £1,000 in Zara or all this shit. And it's like people
Yeah.
just do that to return it.
I would say actually my issue with it is like I have a lot of friends that are on these reality shows and stuff, and don't get it wrong, like most of them are legends, but like when they do all like these herbal life things, like, you know, lose weight, this worked, and they know deep down it didn't work. That's when I think it's when it's misleading promotion and bragging. That's what I don't like. Like, yeah, like look at my six pack, I got this from eating like this, taking this herbal life pill and juice diet and all that. And we all know it's like a calorie deficit, you know? Like, yeah.
Don't you think though, as time goes on, and I don't know about you guys, but when I flick through that kind of stuff, like I literally skip it now. Yeah. But I become less interested because it's clearly an ad. I'll end up looking for like somebody that's posted a picture of their granddad or them out spending time with their family or something. And that's what I tend to be more interested in.
It's better when it's like natural and like, you know, someone's gone out and bought their dream car and they've worked really hard for it and it's like a passion, and like you can relate with that. Or I think if you've got a goal or a landmark and, you know, and you've done like a milestone, sorry, it's the word, a milestone, that's really good. You said it's just done like the whole fake illusion of social media and how, and you know, make others feel, you know, they're not as good as you or as worthy. And if you live like a normal 9 to 5, or like, you know, if you ever feel like bad about the way your life is now, just embrace it. Like I was at my happiest just as much before I ever did this kind of job. So yeah, just embrace it, be yourself, man, because it's good to be different. Don't want to copy everyone else and feel like you have to be fit into a certain clique.
Yeah. And if I was to ask you your biggest nag at gigs, what would it be?
Have I've got loads. Like
oh really?
Yeah. I do every single one.
And there's always like one at the there's always someone at the front who's like got their phone up with like a request like that, and he like, obviously these shows are pretty big so you can't see everyone, he's like pointing like oi 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 like that, like, they feel like you owe them a favor. And sometimes if I see it I will try and do it. Sometimes it can be annoying, or there's some shows where you can, if someone's right at the front, you can still hear them if they shout really loud, really out to the voice, and there'll go be girls like going like, Ben, it's me that DM'd you. And I'm obviously like, I'm DJing, I've got my phone out, like, I've DM'd you, why aren't you replying? I'm like, I'm DJing. Like, I think when you watch someone online, you feel like you know them. For me, I don't know these people really. So like, I might have not seen their message or whatever, but they feel like I might have seen it. So I feel sometimes like maybe that can be a bit annoying when you're trying to mix and you can just hear like, Ben, you know, like, I wish you could see my inbox, some of the stuff I get sent. Like, it's proper bad. Like, some like pictures that you'd be like, what girl send that? Like, it's, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but I swear to you, like, I've had some like,
so you get sent scuddies, basically, as we'd call
what's
it.
What's a scuddy?
Scuddy, like when you scud naked.
See, I keep thinking I'm on daytime radio. Obviously, I'm not. Okay, yeah, it's just mad stuff.
Do you not think there's always a story with somebody that you know doing something like that? There's always like an urban legend.
No, but it's always, you think it's a rumor, like, so it's come from school or something. It's always that person in school that you heard about, and then you've never ever been able to like witness any of it. See, if I was living your lifestyle, Ben, I think that if I was a DJ of your stature and I was at all these different gigs in all these different countries, I just would be so excited for my bed after them. I don't think I could do afters. It just wouldn't be my thing.
No, that is, I literally, like, anyone that knows me, I'm sure some of your friends that would annoy me, or especially the Scottish promoters, like, I for 10 years was hitting it very hard. Like, I was partying non-stop, and like you know, we were talking earlier about like flying and, you know, having no rest, I was just like partying like a raver was, and performing and then going straight to the next show and doing it again. And I kind of burnt out a couple of times here. It was really like I got exhaustion 3 or 4 times the last couple of years before I stopped, obviously the COVID situation where we had a year off, which did me really well. But now I'm trying to be a bit more sensible, and like last night, for example, I had like one, I love Guinness at the moment, I'm really into Guinness, like one Guinness during my set, and then trying to like test myself a little bit, and I feel much better for it, to be honest with you. Like, I'm really clear and stuff. So yeah, it's but when I take my friends on my schedule, even when they're sober, they'll come to 2 shows in a weekend and go, how the hell did you do that? Like, you know, or take a new photographer with me, because I have always have a photographer or a videographer, and he's like, he can't even like keep his eyes up. He's like, how do we do this? So it takes a, you ask any like traveling DJ, it really does take a lot of mental strength to kind of like, it's the time zone changing, it can be really, really, really hard on your body. So it takes a lot to get used to it, I would say.
I would never be able to do that.
Like, if I was staying anywhere for the night, it's the hotel bed, like, so excited for that stuff. Like,
room service. Give you, like,
yeah, room service. Yeah, these are my favorite things, staying at hotel. Room service, the spa.
I normally, I would say every week, I'm probably staying in a hotel twice a week, at least 2 times a week normally, like for the last 10 years. They're always obviously in really nice hotels as well. They're always fancy and that. Never used to pool once, which is mad. You think that every week I'm in a hotel. Yeah, only when I play in Bali, the club put me up for a week in Bali so I can have like a bit of a holiday. And I always obviously go swimming every day in Bali. But I swear to you, I've never gone into the pool once in 10 to 15 years of touring in nice hotels every week. Swear.
Why? Wow. Can you not
swim? I don't know. I don't know I can swim. Yeah. I mean, the height of me, I'm standing in the water anyway. You know what I mean? Like, but seriously, yeah, I've never done it. It's always just been like partying or just using it to get a little bit of sleep and stuff. Yeah, mad. Like, I was actually going to move to Bali at one point because I always, it's a good central place to live. Like, if I play in Australia a lot, Asia a lot, and the UK. And if lockdown hadn't happened, I probably would have bought a house there. But yeah, it's like in Bali. Have you been before?
Yeah. Fun fact, I met Dan Bilzerian on the beach in Bali.
Were you part of his entourage? Were you one of those girls on Instagram?
No, it gets actually complete and utter opposite. Wait till I tell you this. I was on the beach and I spotted him. Now, I was wearing, wait for it, I had no makeup on, right? I had a navy top on and it said something really shit on it, like, I'm amazing or something like, something like.
Had like, on bad bitch. Forever 21 vibes.
Yeah.
Is the shop that you're looking for. Yeah.
Peter shorts. I was carrying my really old night trainers and this helicopter came along and it got really low to the water and it was like a rescue helicopter. So everybody was like right up at the tide to see what was going on. Everyone thought, shit, somebody's drowning. When in actual fact, Dan Bilzerian had hired the rescue helicopter to jump into the sea with the models. But for no reason, he wasn't getting filmed or anything, just to walk out the water. So as he walked out the water, everybody kind of started to like move apart as if like, oh my God, like, who is this? Then he realized that nobody knew who he was because he was in the middle of Bali. So nobody knows, like there was all the Indonesian people and stuff. And then I ran up and I was like, Dan Bilzerian. And he went, yes. And I went, oh my God. And I think he was just chuffed that one person asked him.
I was just going to say that. He must have been so fucking buzzing that you were there. Otherwise, yeah. What a waste.
Because nobody else did. And I was like, can I get my picture with you? And he was like, no problem. And then the three models that were with him went, oh my. And this is when I knew that I was just like a riot, right? They were like, oh my God, you're so cute.
That's quite like they're trying to put you down in the way. Yeah,
they patronized me, yeah, but they were really hot.
It doesn't matter how hot someone is, mate, if they've got no banter, like, see ya. Like,
no, I know.
I can't slag him because my mates know him. I had an opportunity to go to one of his parties once because I'm good friends with Steve Aoki, and Steve Aoki's like best mates of him because they play poker together. But yeah, I haven't met him yet, unfortunately.
Oh, I have a question. I've been watching Selling Sunset. I'm completely obsessed with it, right?
Oh, like, yeah, I love it,
right? Yeah, so Alesso's house, have you been in it?
No, I haven't, but one of my good friends, Gareth, is in the first series. I didn't realise that, so I rewatched it again, but he's in the first series of Selling Sunset. His house gets sold in there. And I've just done a song with him, actually, which is a cover of the old Cascada track, Because the Night, or whatever it's called. So, yeah.
So, Gareth Emery, Concrete Angel fame?
Yes, Gareth Emery, yeah.
Nice,
yeah,
Concrete nice. Angel, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I was actually with him in LA the other week because he just moved to a different house in Hollywood. But, yeah, he showed me where his old house was and stuff, and yeah, it was on that episode. And I'm now proper deep into Netflix series. Like I love it. I don't know why. I'm really into it.
Oh my god, we had Mary Fitzgerald on our other podcast, and
which one's that one?
Mary's the one with the really young
Romaine.
Boyfriend.
She's got Romaine as her, like her man, the French guy.
I'm trying to think which one that is, because the one I don't like is the one that real put the diva one.
Yeah, Christine. Like, yeah, no
the tall one,
her.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mate,
Mary's the, like, she's like the sort of nice one. She's blonde.
Yeah.
And she had no idea what it was. And she was like, I can't wait to meet you guys in Ireland.
Probably one of the more mature ones.
Oh, I like her. She's pretty tidy. I like.
I watched the first or second series, but I don't like American reality TV.
Oh,
I just no, I think Americans like quite jarring in that sort of. I find it all too scripted. But yeah, but when Mary comes and visits us in Ireland, we can set her up with you because that's where she thinks that we're from. So
I know,
give her your address and then she could just turn up at your house. Yeah, and you can thank us in air miles.
All right, sounds. Yeah.
Well, what made you move to Northern Ireland? What made you go there?
Like, you get so much land here for a really good price. So like I've always been a country boy. Like I lived in Cornwall. My mum's got a pet chicken, like a chicken walks around the house. Like, so I'm from like a very farmery kind of country background. All my friends live here as well, Northern Ireland. So I've got like rabbits in my garden here. I've got a dog, you know, it's loads of land and stuff. So that's why I moved there. I just wanted to do something different.
And you built your house from scratch?
An architect built it for someone else before me, like, but it's only 2 years old, but I've like changed all the interior. So it's really nice. I'm actually going to put it on my like social media soon. I've got had like an interior designer magazine that are featuring it, so I'm going to wait till it comes out, but then I'll put it online.
Yeah, I did see that. I thought it was like either it was a magazine or telly show or something when you promoted it, but I'm always nosing at people's houses on Instagram.
We actually both had a look, but we think it's like an Ibiza house. That's why we were confused, because we were like,
mine?
Yeah, it looks like
Ibiza.
It looks like a party, like a summer house.
I mean, I wish the weather was like that here. I mean, like, Northern Ireland's like notoriously known for its rain, but in the summer.
You could have all your chickens in.
Yeah, but I eat chicken, so it's just a bit awkward, you know, if I had a chicken. I don't know if I could, like, look
just
it in the eye or something.
Have a relationship with it.
A bit of chicken now and then, but that's why I can't have one, because like, that's all I eat every day is just chicken.
Right, Ben, so let's move on to your brags. What are your big brags at the moment? And I know from speaking
that's going
to
go against my... What's the other thing called it? Yeah, the brag. And what was the other thing called?
A nag.
My nag was against people that brag. So it's like, oh, okay, but go on. Brag.
Well, look, I'm trying to see if you want to be relatable, you could say something like frying sprouts.
You're generalising. I can just say anything I want?
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be about the sprouts.
Here's a pointer then. When you spoke earlier on about how you were used to party hard, and now you've managed to sort of change your lifestyle, that's a brag. I suppose as well, the TikTok fame of We Come One, that's kind of a brag. And it's not really.
I was just
going to
say that. That's so weird.
Like, yeah, it's
yeah,
more.
It's on, yeah, I think it was like one of the most played sound bites on the whole of TikTok. Over a billion, something stupid, which is mad. I wish I could have turned that billion into billion streams. That would have been great. How it started is I did it as a collaboration with someone, but it hadn't of like, when it went viral, the song wasn't out. So no one actually knew what it was. And then once, by the time I only got it out a few weeks ago, like I'm now playing catch ups, so now everyone's starting to find out what it is. But yeah.
I played it in the Savoy the other night and it went off. Sent it to you.
Yeah.
But this one girl, and this is going back to what you said about people that hold up phones, like, can you play, right? This girl did that to me with your song. Could you play Ben Nicky? Bearing in mind, I'm DJing, that the club is full, the music's loud. Go, no, the new one. And I'm like, that TikTok. Yeah. She's like, yeah. But I'd played it like 5 minutes before.
Oh, there like, you go.
No, you didn't. I went, yes, I did. Started singing it to her. I'm like, does it go? And she's going, yeah. And I went, yes, I fucking played it. And she was like, oh, no, okay.
It might have said emotional habit, because that was the name of the actual soundbite. It's obviously from Faithless originally, but I put it into my a mix on YouTube that I called Emotional Habit. People think that's the name of the song, but obviously it's not. It's called We Come One.
Oh, that's so confusing. Yeah.
That makes so much sense that you said that it went viral before it was out yet, because I seen somebody that was like, new song. And I was like, that's where you're wrong.
So I've made a career really out of like covering old songs, you know, like legally if you want to like, for example, take any song that's been sung like 10 years ago and then re-release it, you have to get somebody else to sing it. It can't be the original vocalist. They can sing the same words, but somebody else has to sing it. And that's just called a cover. So it's basically like Faithless gave me permission to do my own version. So my lawyer, Judge Jules, ironically, is my lawyer, by the way, which is really random.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he even though his name's Judge Jules, he's a DJ and he's actually a lawyer. And he's one of the best in the industry, like everyone uses him. Yeah, so he sorted the whole Faithless thing out. But it's done really well. And that and other songs coming out and stuff. And and obviously the DJ and thing's been amazing and stuff. But I don't really like bragging to myself.
See with the TikTok thing, like, does that make a big difference to you?
TikTok's great because, you know, once people start using it as a sound, from that sea shanty song, That sea shanty song that everyone was using or whatever.
Nathan Evans.
Yeah, that was
Nathan
that,
Evans.
That's just a TikTok song. But they just blow up. You don't have any dances though. I've never uploaded myself doing a dance.
Roisin does like her normal self on TikTok and people.
Yeah, they're just like, it's just outfits.
This is a humble brag. Roisin's got a good following on TikTok.
No, it's actually rapidly decreasing. People unfollow me every single day. And I'm like, sorry, I'm not who you thought I was. I don't know. I think it's just because I had a video as well that got like a million views. I get this in when I can. But it was just me getting dressed to go out. I don't leave the house now. And I think people thought I would be doing it every day. And I'm like, I don't have places to go every day. Apart from the post office. That's totally.
So, do you want to start using my songs in your TikToks then? Because it's good for me.
I used it once before. But yeah, I'll start again.
Everyone that comes out from now on.
I remember being at Colours Fest, and I'm sure you were on, and you played a mix of bits and pieces. I was loving it.
Yeah, I think one thing as well is like, and as obviously as a DJ, you understand, is like I play so many different genres, and that's because I come from a trance kind of scene. Really,
yeah,
I was
they never say you're a trance DJ online, and I would disagree.
Yeah, I'm not a trance DJ. And anyone that's like a trance purist would definitely disagree because they're like, no, he's not. I just play everything. Like I grew up loving Clublands, probably the same as you guys. Like all the anthems and Clublands. You know, harder music as well, like, you know, hard house and, you know, hard style, happy hardcore, and then obviously trance as well. So like now I like got a name for myself. I've started playing them all together, which no one's really done, and that, I think that's why I am where I am, because I'll turn up to Scotland and I'll play like a hard style remix of Jerry Cinnamon, and then I'll drop like bits and pieces, and then, you know, like you know, the Cranberries, you know, the Zombie, like everyone obviously those kind of tracks, you know. And but then I'd go to like America and play like progressive, really slow, like Prids and, you know, like, you know, Above and Beyond and really slow stuff. So like I change my styles wherever I go, just so I can adapt and kind of keep growing. And in Scotland, I mean, it's just wherever I go in the world, any interview I get will say, where's one of the best places in the world? And I was always like, Scotland. They're always like, what's HWFG mean? Like, here we fucking go. They don't understand. I'm like, because I write it everywhere. Like even my new flags that I've got come out say, here we fucking go on it. Yeah, crowds, like Scotland is really up there. Like it'd be in the top two. You know what I mean?
When I first started following you, and I'm sure it was years and years ago, you had like a following but not massive, and then felt as if it just was happening so quickly.
Never really happened before. I've never really been a DJ that's got really big by being a DJ and not making music. So like I'm not like the best producer in the world by any means, and I've got amazing people that I work with in the studio. I think the last little link here is like a commercial hit, obviously, because your DJing is so big already and you're selling shows everywhere. You know, imagine like having like a Calvin Harris style hit or something like that. It would be, everything would be complete. But I kind of don't want to, like, because I kind of think that would not be me. So, like,
would you say you got big by basically playing just the right stuff? Like, as in, so yeah, just absolutely. Getting the set bang on.
Yeah, and viral videos. Like, there was a point where I was doing like 70 million views on Facebook a year just from videos of me playing drops. And, like, so if you think of it, if you release a record and it gets 10 million streams, it sounds really good. But people were seeing me on their timeline as a DJ every week on Facebook. So, I was getting more exposure just from my videos, and people were releasing tunes in the charts. So, I kind of became very viral as a DJ for a long time on social media. And that's, I'll be honest with you, that's like literally where my success has come from. It's just like people seeing videos of me.
Because I feel like a lot of people want to do that often DJing, and it's just something like, if you don't get into playing clubs, then people are just like, well, I just give up because I don't really know what I want to do.
People think that you literally need to, like, you have to sit in the studio all day and make tunes and have like a chart hit to become massive, but it's not the way now. You can, you know, all you need to do is just have exposure and get people to see you. And as a club owner, you're going to come to me and go, Ben, like, here's loads of, you know, here's a fucking loads of cash or whatever, like, fill the club because I know you can make loads of money. Whereas the chart hit guy, you'd expect the perception would be he's really famous and huge and will sell out the venue, but he's only done 100 tickets, so you wouldn't want to book him. So that's what happens, is you get a lot of DJs that by default you think they're massive because they're in the charts. Like, you know, George Barry, great example, you know, in Glasgow, for example, he would sell quicker than most of the guys would that you probably play on the radio, which is mad. But he would be more valuable to a promoter than these guys would be.
It must be quite hard to keep a relationship going when you're a DJ.
What I hate is that it's girls really struggle to deal with it when they see you, like, you know, imagine like dating a DJ, right? And he's on the other side of the world, then you see him on Instagram, you know, and he's on his stories, and you've got girls like having photos and going mad, and then you've got thousands of people. You'd expect him to be like up to something and doing something bad, which not everyone's like that. But it's really hard to kind of sometimes like reassure people a lot who get really insecure with it. So that's, I think dating anyone who's in the public eye would be really hard, because I think you would just, I mean, if I was dating a girl that was in the public eye, I can imagine I'd hate it, you know what I mean? So it's always been hard. It's something I've really struggled with. Yeah, nowadays I'll be honest with you, like, yeah, it's it's not dried up, but like it's still right, like, but it's it's not as mad as it used to be. But you've also got to be careful nowadays with social media, like, you know, you get people that, like, you know, like, will screenshot you and show their mates that you're talking to them and stuff like that. You've got to be really careful being a lad nowadays. Like, keep everything else in my private, like, I don't post really about my mum and dad and my family or people that I've been dating. And yeah, I'm single now, so
you know what's going to happen now. You're going to get an influx of more pictures and messages in your DMs.
More hairbrushes.
From the Rags and Brags podcast, listeners.
Yeah.
Is your demographic mainly male or female?
Female.
Oh, brilliant. Hi, girls. How's it going? but back when I was younger, I dated a few people from Scotland. I was probably the local legends. Like, I would say they're feisty. Scottish women.
We can hold our own, definitely.
What does that mean? You said that with a very, very firm face. Yeah, you look like you're about
Yeah.
to batter someone.
We can hold our own, like we can be a bit ballsy.
Just good banter as well. Do you know what I mean? Like I obviously I'm from the south, so girls from the south would be called Southern Fairies. Everyone would be like Southern Fairies. Whereas you go up north and it's just like Manchester or even up to Scotland or whatever, it was just class. Everyone just has a right laugh. You know? I'm not
Yeah.
slagging off
Are
girls from my
you?
hometown, but they're pretty boring. Like,
I'm going to
oh
do an
no.
ad. So if you would like to fly first class around the world with a
Oh,
superstar
don't.
DJ and
No, please don't. Please don't. Because you know what? I've seen someone did this about Wayne Lineker and I cringed so hard. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but I saw on Instagram, he was like, if you like fine wines and lovely
Yes, I
restaurants. And
remember
I
it
was like,
was so bad.
okay, that is literally, like I said earlier, that is a
Okay,
brag
let's start
that doesn't need to
again.
happen.
Okay, I've got a new one. If you would like a country boy, with
Yes.
potentially who's going to buy some chickens and keep them as pets and have a quiet life, apart from
Well,
when he flies over the world to do some DJ gigs, apart from that, quiet life at home, Benjamin is your man.
this man's got
Benjamin
me.
Nikki.
Benjamin Nikki, yeah.
Nice. You
Thank
could
you, I can't wait.
air fry your new girlfriend something for your first date, but
If a
not if you
lad
made
took you,
sprouts.
oh fuck's sake. No, don't, because I'm like really I get really annoyed easily with people. Like some, you know, there's certain you must have it with lads where you meet someone and just they do something. And what's it called? It gives you the ick.
Yuck.
Yeah. Boys get it as well, and there's some things like people do and I just get the ick. For me, it's pink stuff. People that wear loads of pink. I can't. I just, oh,
Funny, but
no.
that's a really good
Tacky.
example
You
of
know,
the ick.
girls that spray their cars pink. You know, have like a pink car, like that kind of thing. I just like. I'm like, oh
And the
no, I can't.
eyelashes.
I don't know about eyelashes. I'm not seeing the eye. Do people? I'm not really clued up on
Like,
eyelashes.
no, eyelashes on their car.
Oh,
Eyelashes on
shit!
the
What?
car.
I thought you meant they spray their
Yeah, some
eyelashes
people do that.
pink.
No.
If a lad took you out, what is your ideal first date of a lad?
The thoughtful stuff.
So would I.
But if it was a first date and he's like, no, I'll pick you up in my G-Wagon and take you to the Ivy for tea, that's not impressing me. I need more of his personality. So I'd like something that's a bit thoughtful so that if I was talking to my mates, I could say, oh my God, I'm going on a date and guess where I'm going? And it could be somewhere like so random, like a
Yeah,
drive-in movie.
a munchie box.
Oh,
No,
sounds
we
my
but
ideal
no,
meal.
seriously, we don't get right. Obviously, I'm joking about that, but we don't get munchie boxes. Whereas when I was living in England, we couldn't get them. No one, my mates didn't know what they was. Got them one, game changer. Like an iron brew and a munchie box, absolutely amazing. But the one thing that I could is mad, I don't know how it's legal, is that dragon soup. Have you seen that?
Oh
no,
Oh,
that's
it's
terrible.
like
it's
Popular
like
here.
12 is it like 12% and like, but it's got so much. It's like elite, like the caffeine apparently is so much. It's like having like
It's
four
the
monsters.
sugar. It's the sugar I think that's worse. The caffeine, the sugar, and the alcohol. I drank one of them and I was like a dog on fireworks night. I just felt horrendous. I just felt like I was just charging for ages and it was awful. Maybe if you went out with another DJ, then your problems would be solved.
Female DJs, they're taken. And most of the ones that I know, they're all pretty much taken, or they've been like dating one of my friends. So it's kind of, yeah. It's all the techno DJs, like you know, I even like got a thing for Peggy Goo, you know, like a level
Oh
of techno.
yeah, but that's totally justified.
Some style going on, I love it. This
She's
has
got a vibe
style,
though. It's a sort of
yeah.
aura of like confidence and style and coolness. Do you remember the thing on Reddit when was it Peggy Goo that people were trying to cancel? And this person wrote this big thing about how they knew her and how they worked with her, and she was totally evil. But the
Oh, I've heard
only
about this.
thing, yeah, but the only thing that they could say was that she didn't say thank you and that she wore too much perfume. That was actually what he was saying, and it was like six paragraphs long. That's crazy.
You can't, the thing is, you can't
Yeah.
really get like I. You can't really, you know. I've had it for myself. People like prejudge, and like I might have like heard a rumor from a mate, but seriously, like you won't get far in like, any industry if you're a dick. Like you just, it just
Yeah.
generally like you always get found out eventually. So when people sometimes prejudge other people and go, "Oh, you heard about this person." Half the time, like if someone's really successful, it's very hard to get somewhere if you're rude to people. Like imagine being a DJ
Yeah.
and turning up every week to, you know, promoters and being a diva and being a dick and being rude to people. They would never book you again. They'd just be like, "No, go away." So yeah, it's easy to tell if someone's probably like legit or not. So most of
Yeah.
the people that
And
are like that, they don't last very long, you know.
then everyone has an off day. Like that's the thing.
yeah,
Like they all
exactly.
have. And as long as I suppose if you just say it, like I'm just having a bit of a shit day today.
I came off stage last night, and there was someone that I'm who's friends with my agent, and I was like half asleep when I came off, and I was just tired, and then I'd done loads of photos of people, and I was like, "Guys, I've got to go back in the car and get. I'll drive us thing back to the airport." And I got in the car and I went, "Fuck!" Out of all the people, so I literally went onto Instagram found his profile and said, "Hey, mate, sorry, I totally forgot who you were. Like, I totally forgot, but wasn't being rude, but I was in a rush." And I just thought in my head, at least that's showing some, you know, at least
he would have appreciated that.
If you're stressed out and you've been on stage and then somebody's right there telling you things to do and you're like, "Whoa." Yeah.
I try and take as many pictures of everyone at the end, like when I have time, but sometimes there's just so many people, like you just can't do it. And it's not you being rude, but like, there are some times where it's really hard and you try and keep everyone happy, but you might have to get a flight or, you know, something like that. So I really do try to keep everyone sweet, and I have a really like close relationship with my fans. But yeah, there's sometimes where you just, even if you're having a bad day, it just, like you said, on social media nowadays, things can be twisted so much. It's better just to say nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, just be a nice person. Like, you know,
that's why George is so successful as well, because he's like a man of the people. Like, people feel like they know him. You know, like he talks directly to them, obviously in the morning on the breakfast show, and then the GBX has just got like a legacy now. And when people get to call up, like, I think if he didn't do the shout outs, I don't think it would be half as successful. I really don't. I think it's all down to like people getting to talk to him, and I think it's like a mix between the two. It's good.
By doing that, he's taking people from their normal daily life and he's giving them a little bit of exposure and making them feel special. And then so that he's basically like, in like you said, like merging them with his life. And that's like when you talk to a fan or you try and respond to people in like that Facebook group I told you about, it's like they feel like you're one of them, and I think that's really important.
See, if I ever have to deal with bands or stuff, it's always people who you don't know who they are that are the most work, and then always people that are bigger or have lots of fans are always really stoned.
It's because when you haven't quite made it, you're quite insecure and you want everyone to know who you are. So it's like you're always trying to brag about.
It's like a persona almost.
Yeah, like, do you not know who I am? Because you like, because they probably don't know who you are. But then when you do make it, it sounds really weird, but like, because you're not insecure then, because deep down you know that person really knows who you are, or knows about you. So you kind of like, all of your guard's gone down. You're actually really relaxed. Oh, hey, man. So you don't feel like you need to prove yourself. But when I was a kid, I'd be like bragging about things a bit more because I just wanted to be successful. But once you actually are successful, you think, oh, it's not actually that important. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? So it's a mad thing to learn about is how your brain changes in different scenarios.
Yeah. And almost sets a standard for others, and like it kind of breeds it. Do you know what I mean? So like if somebody does it on Instagram, someone else will see it and then they'll be like, I need to be doing the same or I'm not going to fit in. So you must meet so many stars when you're on the go.
You meet a lot of flying, like obviously flying a lot. You'd meet a lot in airport lounges and stuff. But yeah, I've met loads of people really. I you get, like I said, desensitized to it. Like I would never get like impressed by meeting someone really. I don't know. Yeah.
Working at the radio station, I've worked there for 8 years. And when, I don't know, like One Direction, for instance, like we met One Direction, George and I, we went out to the Hydro to meet them. And there was a few people that had said to me like, oh my God, One Direction is going to be so exciting. And when I got there, it was just like, these are just like wee guys. If I met like a proper legend, like if I met like Tina Turner, I would lose it. My mum would listen to her. So I would then think like, oh my God, she's a proper star.
Yeah. Like I think the only person I'd freak out with is Ricky Gervais. Like seriously, I would freak out. So I listen to him every day. Like I listened to his podcast on XFM years ago. Carl Pilkington, obviously, like him. And like if I met him, Carl Pilkington and Stephen Merchant, I'd be buzzing.
No, her mind would be if I could meet anybody. This is quite, you won't expect this answer.
Owen Wilson.
No, well, yeah, and Dolly Parton. No, they are true. But one of the many people would be Kate Bush, because I'd like to get my mum Kate Bush tickets one day, but she'll never do another gig.
I was always obsessed with Dua Lipa, like badly. Like she was always my favourite one. And then I was playing at Tomorrowland. Everyone stays in the same hotel. They always stay in the same hotel. And the night before, I was at the bar. We came a day early and I was fucked, right? And it was like 4 a.m. And my mate by me goes, Dua Lipa's just walked in. And I was like, fuck off, no way. He's like, yeah, Martin Garrix and Dua Lipa's walked in behind you. And I was like, nah, fuck off. And I turned around and like, I always said to the lads, if I see Dua Lipa, I will go and talk to her. Mate, I couldn't even look at her. I was so like paranoid. I looked around and I was like, I just can't do it. And I went up to my room, I think, because I couldn't deal with knowing that I couldn't do it. It was bad, wasn't it? But yeah, I was obsessed with her, like...
Ben, for coming on the podcast, we could send you either a selection of gifts. You could get an Owen Wilson pillow, a pair of Crocs.
Can I actually, though? I'm actually serious, though, because like, am I actually going to get anything for doing this? Because I do feel like I've been kind of like things that to remember you two by.
We'll get you a girlfriend.
Oh, do you know what? Just send me an Owen Wilson pillow. I'll be so buzzing, because it'd be such a random thing to tell people, like, why I've got it.
You'll be like, who? You'll forget who we were.
You'll be like, Oh, these fucking fangirls.
Half an hour before the podcast started, you said, going to text me 5 minutes before to remind me. And I was like...
Right, this is true. Like, I'm like, even though iPhones have reminders and that, I don't know, like, even when it comes to, like, a flight, I'll text my agent and say, can you just remind me in the morning, like, what time my flight is? I've got not a bad memory, but I just like to be reminded.
Bad attention span.
No, you know what it is? I need someone to tell me what to do. I've been alone for so long, travelling around the world and all that bollocks. Like,
people like to feel wanted. Standard. If you are flying business class, you'll find somebody to make the oats in the morning.
I don't know, like, you rely on someone to help you with things, I think.
Do you, like, ask, like, do you, like, ask your girlfriends to, like, carry you out the car and put you in bed when you fall asleep?
No, I do literally everything, like, but, you know, when you're, like, you know, when you're...
Well, a broken back.
When someone brings you, you know, when, like, someone brings you a cup of tea, it always tastes so much better when someone else has made it, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what
that
you're
was
saying.
The route I was going down. I'm not, like, you know, in Channel 4, those guys that dress up in big nappies that, like, get...
No, don't, because I've watched that exact documentary. And I was,
you just want someone to care for you, Ben, wrap you up in a little blanket.
Comfort.
I've got my dog for that, to be honest. My dog's a legend. Have you seen my dog?
Dog can't really wrap you up in a blanket.
What's your dog's name?
Ayla. I named it after the song that I remixed that it did.
Ayla.
You know, the track of Kevin and Perry, the classic. Yeah. Ayla, that's called Ayla, that track. I named my dog after that.
Do you want Roshi and I to become your pals in Glasgow if you never ever need...
Yeah, well, you know what, right? Out of all of the places, Glasgow is, like, one of the like places where I have my most mates. Like, some of my...
So, are you saying no?
I embrace you and I'm warming, welcoming you in. Let's go. My photographer/videographer lives there, who does my merchandise as well, so she lives there. When I started the Misfit group, I did a competition to play Call of Duty with me, and I just came really good friends with four lads from Glasgow on there as well, so I play with them every day now, because I just became really good friends with them. So yeah, well, hopefully if I come in early enough and you got around, I'll meet up with you for a coffee or something.
You're just saying that. No, you won't.
No, I swear. I am a man of my word. I swear I will.
We just have to remind you 5 minutes before.
Here's the thing.
We probably should have probably done this podcast in person, to be honest with you. It would have been much better.
Yeah. No, well, this is what we always say about this podcast. Even, like, people in Scotland, that, well, not as much for you, Cass, but, like, see, for me, I always think, like, people like Amy McDonald. See, if I walked up and tied her shoes together and ran away, she would have no idea who I was. But then we've sat and talked for, like, over an hour. So it's weird when you do these things, you don't meet people, I think.
Well, I'm a man of my word. Like, I'm down for caramel tea.
With you staying in Northern Ireland, have you been to Galgorm?
No, but one of my friends over here keeps mentioning it about it. It's supposed to be amazing. Is that where the spa and that is? Amazing spa.
The best. It's so good.
Of course, you said you love spas, so that makes sense. Why don't you both come over for a spa day?
A spa day with Ben. Right, thanks so much for your time, Ben. Honestly, I really appreciated it. And we'll get that hamper sorted as well.
Ben, it's been lovely to meet you.
Right, thanks so much, guys, all right?
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
See you in a bit.
Thank you for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you have any guest suggestions, topics you want us to cover, or just want to say hi, you can reach us on Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast, or you can email us at hello@nagsandbragspodcast.com. Or we are still on our personal social medias at CassCassG for Cassie, funnily enough, and at Pals Before Girls for myself. Thank you for listening. And make sure you join us again. I sound like a phone sex operator. Yeah.